Listen to this minute of a great comedy routine Bob Newhart did on his best-selling 1960 album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart. And then we're going to talk about Newhart and others who got their start at Chicago's Mr. Kelly's. This is a little bit of something called Nobody Will Ever Play Baseball.
Supposing Abner Doubleday called one of the game manufacturers with this new invention of his called baseball. Now, I think a phone conversation would have taken place something like this. Hello, Olympic Games. What can I do for you, Mr. Doubleday? You've got a game. You got nine guys on each side. Yeah. And you got a pitcher and a catcher. And as long as it's above the knees, but below the shoulders. Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm listening. Yeah. It's a strike. Three strikes and you're out. Why four balls, Mr. Double? Nobody's ever asked you before. If he hits it, what happens? He runs as far as he can before somebody catches it. As long as it stays what? As long as it stays fair. What's fair, Mr. Double? You've got these two white lines? Mr. Double A, that's the most complicated game I've ever heard in my life. Forget it. Mr. Double A, listen though. You come up with anything, two, three couples, you'll be sure and let us know. Huh? All right, Mr. Double A, I'll be talking. Bye.
Come on. Yeah. Come up with anything for two or three couples, let me know. It's still funny. And David Marienthal joins us now. He's the producer of the documentary Live at Mr. Kelly's that deals with the history of one of the country's top nightclubs, Mr. Kelly's here in Chicago, where Bob Newhart and others really got their start. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob. So great to speak to you.
Great to talk to you. And we talk about Mr. Kelly's and the Happy Medium and the London House. These were clubs all started and run by your family, your dad and your uncle, right?
Yes. My dad was George Marienthal, my uncle Oscar Marienthal, and they opened up a small coffee shop across the river from the Wrigley Building in the heart of the advertising newspaper business district of Chicago, and turned it into an entertainment empire for 30 years.
And the famous Mr. Kelly's was located where Gibson's restaurant is now, right?
Yep, that corner has been literally hopping since 1953 when they opened Mr. Kelly's and started featuring every night a live comedy stand-up, and then followed by a jazz singer, depending on which was the headliner. So you can see, and thank you so much for playing that Bob Newhart cut, because he really got his start there. So you can see Bob Newhart open for Ella Fitzgerald.
Unbelievable.
You could have a great steak or and sit right by the stage, or you could sit at the bar, and for the price of a drink you could watch these phenomenal entertainment legends.
Yeah, I know you interviewed Bob Newhart for the documentary. What did he remember about Mr. Kelly's?
I'm so happy you played Bob, because he really was the start of this whole project that I've been working on for 6 years. I called him 5 years ago, and he and his manager answered the phone, called me back, because they remembered how great George and Oscar were and what his experience of starting at Kelly's was. And he just said that that's where he did his albums, but at Kelly's is where he honed his routine. And it was the first places that he was playing in front of a live audience.
Yeah, and I know.
He just felt it was home.
To be a hit at Kelly's was really something for him. And at the time, he wasn't sure if he would have to go back to being an accountant or an advertising copywriter, right?
Yes, that's true. And he does credit my father and uncle for encouraging him on that route, and the great reception he got from his hometown audience is really on the Kelly stage.
And it wasn't just stand-up comedy, but great music. You mentioned Ella Fitzgerald, but so many other people really got their start right here in Chicago. And among those who played Mr. Kelly's, Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler and many other musical stars, right?
Well, again, Barbara and her manager that she's still with 50 years later were so generous in doing a spot for this film. And she was a 21-year-old kid when she walked in the doors of Mr. Kelly's. I saw her when I was 12, and you just couldn't believe the music that came out of that small frame.
Mm-hmm. And well, we mentioned the other clubs, too, that your family ran at the time, the London House and the Happy Medium. And I remember going to all of those places, and they were especially big on jazz, weren't they?
Well, the London House was the center of straight-ahead jazz in Chicago. So Oscar Peterson cut four albums there. Ramsey Lewis really started out walking by it when he was a kid, going to his music lessons, and ended up being the house band, and then went on to his, you know, phenomenal career. He was there every prom and every Christmas season for years and years. And McCoy Tyner, Errol Garner, George Shearing, all the greats would come through there, including Dizzy Gillespie. But it was such a spot, as you know, because you were there. It was the spot that you had to be. So all the advertising execs and the press and business people would come there after work for a drink, and the bar was jammed, and they would just stay through the wee hours. And as you know, these places were not large. Kelly's was 230 seats. London House was, you know, not much bigger. And Eartha Kitt said to Studs Terkel, you know, he was like, you know, standing next to the audience. You were right there. It was so intimate.
David Marienthal's family, as we say, ran these clubs. I remember David's restaurant on Halsted, the Blue Mesa. But basically, as a kid, you weren't hanging out at those clubs, right? You were going to places that young people went to, like the Kinetic Playground and Diggin' Rock and Roll, I know. So how did you get involved in the family business, or did you ever?
Well, I started out as a kid, you know, following my father around on Saturdays, and I actually scraped the gum from underneath the tables and played with the adding machines, and, you know, just really, looked up to him. He was such a Chicago celebrity. And but by the time I hit my teen years, and those were the, very tumultuous years of the 60s and early 70s, I was off, as you say, doing my own thing, and the Quiet Night and Kinetic Playground and all the spots in Chicago and hanging out at the B-Ins and Love-Ins and just demonstrations. And so we had a change, a difference in opinions about the world at that point, my father and I. It's been great to come back and make this film. It's been at it for 6 years, and I've had some great support, particularly Chicago talent like Scott Dumler, our editor, who works with Rick Bayless on his WTTW, Teddy Bogosian, our director, and just a lot of great Chicagoans that have made this thing possible.
And it must be very gratifying that since you've been posting on social media about this documentary that premieres on Channel 11 tomorrow night, Live at Mr. Kelly's, you're hearing from a lot of young people who weren't around to be at these clubs. That has to feel good.
Yeah, we're really getting a lot of interest from young people who are interested in jazz and comedy and vintage. We have our head researcher is Adam Karsten. He's 30 years old, and he knows more about it than I do at this point. And then we have a young curator at the Newberry Library who has taken our archive and working with it and creating an exhibit that's going to be a major exhibit that's going to be at the Newberry in a couple of years.
And someday are we going to see a television series based on your father, George, and your uncle, Oscar, kids from Hyde Park who ended up running these three great nightclubs? It would be an interesting series, wouldn't it?
I have a narrative TV series that takes everything and exaggerates it and dramatizes, you know, two Jewish guys that opened up a club into the shark pit of crooked Chicago politicos and mafia and we're having affairs with everybody. So you know how these TV shows are. So I'd love to do it. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah, it sounds like a winner. David Marienthal, producer of Live at Mr. Kelly's. It premieres Thursday night at 8 o'clock on WTTW Channel 11, and then it'll be a replaying, of course. Can't wait to see the documentary, David. Congratulations. I know you've been working on this for a long time, and hopefully we'll see you here in the studio one of these days soon to talk about the TV series.
Yep, we're at WW Mr. Kelly's Chicago, and we can be seen at Thursday night on WTTW at 8 p.m.
Got it. We'll be watching.
All right. Thanks, Bob.